Yamiche Alcindor has reaction now from two people directly involved in both of these cases.
Judy, the killings of Dante Wright and George Floyd continue to reverberate not only in Minnesota, but around the country when it comes to policing, use of force, and race. Our next two guests are personally involved with all of this. Polonius Floyd is George Floyd's younger brother, and he took the witness stand yesterday. Benjamin Crump is an attorney representing the Floyd family and Dante Wright's mother. Thank you both so much for being here. Polonius, I want to start with you. You took the stand yesterday. What was that experience like for you, and what's been the hardest part of the last 24 hours?
Just taking the stand, it was pretty much like a relief to me because the narrative was already painted that they wanted to say that my brother was this, he was that, and he was the one that was tortured to death on camera. He was the one that I had to see over and over again murdered on camera. So when I had the opportunity to be able to speak about my brother, the things that he shared with us, how he would interact with our mom, it was a blessing, especially when I think about how he used to pick her up when she became handicapped and he used to dance with her and they used to let Al Green play Love and Happiness. It made me melt when I watched them because it was just so unique watching them dance and things like that, the interactions that they had. And for the last 24 hours, I've just been kind of excited, but at the same time, I've been down because I think about what's going on with Dante and his family, how they're grieving. And I wouldn't want that on any other family. That's why I stand and I support them now.
You talk about Dante, and I want to ask you about him in a minute, but convicting officers is very, very rare in this country. What do you make of how the trial has gone, and how confident are you in this system of justice?
You know, I'm confident in what we've seen, what the world witnessed. The world seen my brother's life extinguished in front of all. And I am confident that these officers, they will be convicted because you have too many protesters all around the world marching nationwide and everybody is yelling, "I can't breathe," over and over and over again because people want to see change. They want to see justice because what happened in that video was wrong. And these police officers, they have to be held accountable or this will continue to happen over and over again. And you will see Mr. Crump everywhere, all across the world, trying to help these families grieve and get through this process that we shouldn't have.
And Ben, you've been all across the world representing different families. What do you make of the cases presented by the prosecution and the defense? And how much faith do you have that the system this time may deliver justice for your clients?
Well, I believe Keith Ellison, the attorney general, the first African-American attorney general of the state of Minnesota, who has a track record as a champion in civil rights, he and his prosecutors are making a very compelling case that Derek Chauvin should be held criminally liable for the killing of George Perry Floyd. But despite what I may think, Philonis Floyd's optimism and his faith is rubbing off on me. And so I do believe in my heart that based on this video that has been seen 50 million times on the internet alone, that in my heart, we're going to get a conviction. But America has broken my heart in the past.
There are a lot of people who are feeling heartbroken. Polonius, I want to ask you, Philando Castile was killed before your brother in Minnesota. Now we have Dante Wright killed during this trial for this officer. What do you make of this latest killing of Dante? And how is it making you possibly relive your own trauma?
Oh, man. it was terrible. I woke up in the morning to find out that a young African-American child had passed away. He was still a kid. You know, he didn't come from a broken family. He had a mom, he had a dad, he had everything that you can imagine that a lot of kids grow up in the African-American community we don't have. And just to see how that mom was grieving, It was devastating watching her. It was devastating watching the Annie. She really showed what these families are going through, because a lot of these people that you meet, they don't know how to process this information. They don't know how to talk about what's going on. And she was just outspoken, and she was just letting you know who he was, and he still should be here. Just like his name is Dante Wright, he should still be right here, right now, like his last name. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we have to go through this trauma, and the world is going through this traumatic stage again, but we have to stand with Dante and his family.
And Ben Crump, I want to come to you. You're representing the family of Dante Wright, his mother. What can you tell us about that case, whether or not the officer is going to be charged? And what do you make of the fact that this is, of course, happening during this trial?
I believe that the police officer will be charged with some level of manslaughter when they look at all the evidence, the fact that she was a 26-year police veteran and that she was training people on that day. And there's a lot of suspicions, and they're looking into whether or not they even should have been stopping people for expired license tags, because the DMV had been shut down and backlogged since COVID-19 pandemic. And so there was a directive sent out that don't be stopping people for having expired tags, because it may be they haven't been able to get an appointment with the DMV. And so I say that to say, it seems like even for minor traffic events, Black people end up dead in some of the most unusual, bizarre ways. I mean, think about George Floyd, Filonis' brother, the alleged $20 counterfeit bill. That's a misdemeanor. He could have been given a ticket. They had the discretion to do that. But when it's Black people in America, they always engage in doing the most, infuriating manner to use excessive force against us. I just see George over the $20. I think about the sergeant in Virginia who was putting his hands out the window, being very reasonable. And then I think about Dante, this young man who probably was not making the best decision, but he didn't put them in harm's way. He was trying to get away from them on a traffic citation, and they shoot and kill him right in the midst of the Derek Chauvin trial regarding George Floyd's killing, which I believe is the seminal civil rights case in policing in America's history, that you will have a police officer kill a young man, an unarmed young man, within 10 miles from where the courthouse.
And Ben Crump, sticking with you, we've talked about Black people and policing for a long, long time. What's the disconnect here?
It is about implicit bias. They don't give marginalized minorities the benefit of consideration and professionalism when they pull us. And that's why you see them doing the most versus trying to use their discretion to de-escalate matters. They de-escalated just fine on January 6, 2021, when the white nationalists stormed the Capitol. And so it's not that they can't de-escalate. It's not that they're trained. I believe it's implicit bias training that they don't respect Black people in America enough to make sure we get the benefit of our constitutional rights.
Well, thank you so much, Filonis Floyd. Condolences to your family. I'm so sorry for your loss. Thanks for joining us. Benjamin Crump, attorney, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.